I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey guys, I'm Candice.
And I'm Sorrel.
And you're listening to Closet Confessions. If this is the first time you're listening to the pod, the simple premise is myself and Sorrel gather in my closet to get some things off our chest and you get something off of your chest too. But first, girl, you know what we gotta do.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I could say, my chick on the side says she got one on the way. These are my confessions.
If people hear that we've dropped an album, they actually shouldn't be surprised because the vocals that we give,
honestly,
week in, week out,
people are doing more with less.
So. Honestly, sorry, but anyways, just wanted to throw that out there. So we are in a minisode, yes. And we have a confession here. Confession title is, am I being an unsupportive friend?
Okay.
The confession. Hi, Sorrel and Candice. I have had it up to here with one of my friends. Already starting off strong. So, said friend signed up to a site to meet a sugar daddy. Signed up.
Come in, sugar daddy.
Confusion.
What's up?
Okay. I'm going to start again. So said friend signed up to a site to meet a sugar daddy as she was going through some financial times as her car was giving her problems, in brackets, making weird noises, and her laptop had crashed. I was very supportive over this as the economy is tough. Firstly, the sugar daddy that she met was a weirdo and always chose doggy. Oh,
was that a time? A slip of the tongue.
Oh my God, I'm dyslexic. I read the wrong word. I'm sorry. Dodgy. Not doggy. Okay. Firstly, the sugar daddy that she met was a weirdo and always chose dodgy Airbnbs to meet up in. I don't know if she's done it with him or not, because I always asked to give advice about the situation, but my advice was never taken.
Your friend said, shut the fuck.
Okay. Fast forward to a couple of months, her car still hasn't been fixed, neither has the laptop problem. And from what she told me, she had been getting enough to fix them. I am always the friend that she shares her live location when she meets with the sugar daddy. So I am kind of by default made the one responsible for her safety. I don't have a problem with her doing what she's doing, but I'm tired of being the one responsible for her, acting like she needs the money as things are tough, in brackets, when I know she's using the money for Shein hauls. She recently got scammed from an Instagram account who she bought sneakers from. I feel bad, but I kind of don't, because if she had used the money for what she initially said it was for, she wouldn't have had these problems. Please note that this friend is the same friend that expects me to cover the Uber rides when we go out because Uber is too expensive for her. I am all for the sprinkle lifestyle, but I'm not down for it if you are getting with homophobes, colorists, and red pill pigs for the sake of the bag, then go on about how you don't tolerate this behavior, but are quiet about these offensive views when money is involved. I just can't deal with this anymore. Am I being dramatic and making a big deal over nothing?
Hey, Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I don't think you're being dramatic, but I think what's really clear is you're both now living on a different moral compass.
Yeah.
And no one's right, no one's wrong. This is an intersection that should be closed for maintenance. Because traffic lights ain't working.
Ain't working.
So just shut down. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just lock it off.
Yeah, I mean...
Because she's clearly feeding back to you annoyances for you to know that there are homophobes, colorists, exactly. And whatever.
Exactly.
So it's not to say that she's with her sugar daddy and keeping that lifestyle completely separate.
Yeah.
But to have you standing guard for safety. Yeah, just done the dance.
Yeah, I wouldn't say... In terms of morality, one is wrong. But in terms of the way in which you're going about it, I would be this cousin writing in. Because one thing I don't like is, I don't like a friend who asks for advice 700 times and I give it. And then you don't take my advice. Please don't waste my time. That's number one. Number two, if you have given me your location so that I can check if you are safe, I am now attached to this situation.
Yeah.
So therefore, I am not your parent, but you have basically made me your legal guardian in this situation. So I can say to you, this Airbnb is dodgy. Yeah. I don't like the fact that you're going to the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact that this man has told you that he openly does XYZ to women and you're still going there. You're airing all of this stuff to me and now you're not taking my advice? No.
Yeah.
Like it would be frustrating. I think being frustrated on how she spends her money isn't fair.
That's just too close to home because it's... That you would like to see her do quote unquote better things with the money, but that's her choice.
That's her choice.
So it just lands where it lands.
Exactly. Now, if I'm paying for Ubers everywhere.
Yeah, that's a problem because now that implicates you.
Exactly.
A bit like how the live location implicates.
Exactly.
And you've got to be very clear about what annoys you, but is still her choice.
Exactly.
And what implicates you.
Exactly.
So let's stick to what implicates you.
Yeah. Let's not blur the lines.
Yeah. We don't want to be standing as someone's live location.
No.
And we don't want to be picking up the check knowing that she's getting multiple checks now, but doing something else.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think there's a big conversation to have about like young girls who want to do sugar baby lifestyle. And it's kind of been glamorized maybe online. And the reality of it isn't as glamorous because
absolutely.
Many of these men are giving stevia daddies, Splenda daddies.
Stevia daddies.
It's giving...
Canderel daddies.
Yeah. Agave daddy. It's not.
Manuka. No, Manuka's too
Manuka's
expensive.
Manuka's too expensive, honey. No. It's agave daddy. You know what I mean? He's not a sugar daddy. Okay? It's not glucose. It's not glucose. It ain't that. So they are going to be stiff. They're going to be stingy and they will sell you a dream.
Literally.
And the fact that she's doing sheet in hauls, it can't be that much.
The bag ain't bagging. And I don't want to, because everything is allegedly.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to bring anyone's name into it, but there are even celebrities we see now going down with certain things and certain things being alleged.
Yes.
You know, and so your friend will have to, or maybe not come to that realization on her own terms, but I think, again, you have to stick to the things that are frustrating you.
And vocalize.
Yeah.
And then put boundaries.
You see no changes, you put the boundaries up.
Exactly.
If it's still not making you feel good, you just quit it altogether.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's unfair on you to carry this burden in silence. Say something once, again, only for the things that implicate you. Don't be that judgy friend who's like, and you're not even fixing your car.
Yeah.
That's her problem.
Yeah.
You know? But if it affects you, yeah, say something and nip it in the bud, because I would get pissed off. I'd get frustrated with that. I have a friend. I have three actually, who've all done sugar baby experiences. And let me tell you something.
Can we even put this in?
They'll be fine with me talking about it. I won't out who it is, and they're not like celebrity friends. They're just like regular girls. One of them was telling me, oh my God, one of them was telling me that she met a guy who was basically like, I'll give you an allowance and all I would want you to do is like come over to my apartment maybe twice a week, put on full latex, spank me, call me derogatory names. Derogatory names. And she said the first time he broached her with this, because she had never done it before, she was like, I don't know what to do. Yeah. And she went into his fridge and got yogurt and threw the yogurt on the floor and was like, lick it up, you bitch. And he did it, right?
This is the equilibrium we're talking about.
He did it. And then at the end, they had like a first initial meeting review. And then he was like, I really felt uncomfortable when you made me lick the yogurt off the floor. So he was like, that's not what I meant when I said, you know, derogatory. And she was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Not the sit down.
The sit down review. And he was like, I think you're a really nice girl, but like, I don't want that to happen. Like he was, And I was just like, damn, apparently he was paying well. Oh. Yeah, he was paying well. I mean, he was the nice one. Then there were a couple of stingy ones where another friend was with a guy and he was like, oh yeah, I'll give you an allowance. I think for something stupid like 120 a week. Like exactly. He was like 120 a week. And she was like trying to negotiate. Babe, what would 120 actually get you a week?
Is that for Pret?
A week. Benefits is more than that, said Charlie. I'll go on the dole, mate. Like, no, it's not worth it.
A week.
And she was like,
is that £20 a day? My maths is bad. 20.
No, it's not even 20 a day.
It's 20. Is it not?
No,
my maths is so bad.
20 a day is 1.4. Yeah.
So it's like 1560 a day.
1566. Is that enough for a bus pass?
No!
Like, what does that even get you? Yeah. And she was like trying to negotiate with him. And we were like, bitch, wrap this shit up.
The thing is, they have to be so rich they don't want to negotiate.
They like, name your price.
The part of the thrill of a sugar daddy is there is no price.
Yeah.
You can... I keep coming back to this girl again, randomly followed her on TikTok, where... she went on a date with a guy who she mentioned on the first date she liked horses. Second date, he bought her two horses. They'd not slept, nothing. And again, TikTok was enraged because she's not pretty enough to have been bought horses. So, you know, that happens.
Oh,
but
my
then she
God.
Has these conversations where she's like, you guys don't fucking get it.
Yeah.
It's all part of the trip out and the fantasy for them. Like, I am so wealthy that I remembered you said you liked horses on our first date. By the by, pop by the stables tomorrow.
Wow.
These two horses are yours. If you're going to do it, that's how you should be doing it.
That's the caliber you want
to be. Do you
know
what I mean?
Yeah. Like, that is sugar daddy with a capital S.
Canderel daddy.
Exactly. Not splendor daddy. Okay, some of you are with these powdery men that ain't got real sugar.
Daddy.
Okay? But yeah, the sugar baby epidemic is
well,
real.
Listen, it leans into a larger conversation about where we are socioeconomically.
That's the part.
We've got to be really real. Because I know people like to dance around this, and I know how glorious certain people feel to believe that people that do sugar baby work or sex work are below them. I want us to have a real conversation about, even if that was your choice or not, how close you could be to that reality.
Absolutely.
Given how the economic downturn is about to clap the living daylights out of people. I constantly have to do little food shops, and like three bags is 100 quid.
It's crazy.
Nutella is £7.
It's crazy.
£7.
It's insane.
And obviously there is absolutely also a conversation in a space where people do it just to do it, and that's fine, and I love them also.
But
I'm just like, yeah, the uptick in popularity is because
yeah, absolutely.
The gap between, because now I saw a video where some people were being interviewed in London. Do you know what it takes now to buy in London? It takes 120 grand. To buy a three-bedroom house in London. No, as in that's what you need to be earning a year. So either you're on 120 or your partner and you combined is 120 grand to buy a simple terrace house in London. Do you understand what I'm saying? When I was coming up, a six-figure job was sold as like, you have made it. A six-figure job?
Yeah.
That was like millionaire status when I was coming up.
Yeah.
To be told now that needs to be a combination of incomes or your income alone.
Yeah. Which takes what, in the corporate world, how many years to build?
Hello.
To that point?
And guess what? Banks are already trying to age you out of a mortgage because they're going to think you don't have time to pay it back. Yeah. So there's that conversation also. Yeah. We're in some sticky business.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're in some sticky business. And that's coming from someone who has a lot of privileges, who even has to ascertain that things have to change on an individual level and on a community level.
Absolutely.
Because the powers that be are not doing it for us right now.
I did a play, I think now maybe 3 years ago, and I was playing a homeless woman. Mm. And during my research process, I was speaking to a couple of homeless shelters, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the people spoke, and he was basically like, what did he say? He said the statistic is 40% of the United Kingdom are one paycheck away from homelessness.
I think it's more than that.
I can't remember what it was at the time, but it was a lot. One paycheck away. Like if they don't get paid that month, they are one paycheck away from homelessness. Most, I think it's like 80% of households don't have savings.
Yeah.
Don't like, it's just not something that they are able to have.
They don't have assets.
They don't have assets.
There's nothing to sell.
There's nothing to liquidate. They are, by the last week of their paycheck, they are borrowing 50 quid from mum, 20 quid, I'll pay you back, da da da.
Yeah.
And if you think of it like that, how can you not see a 18, 19, 21 year old girl living in
and
a
boys.
House and boys living in a house with all their family, having to help to contribute to the house, not feeling like, well, what else can I do? Because the job market is terrible. The pay is terrible.
Hello.
Cost of living is rising.
Hello.
So what do we do now?
Yeah. I never like to look at these conversations just from the top layer. There are so many roots and vines underneath that feels much easier to ignore.
Oh, yeah.
Because
and to laugh about.
You can then do, oh, but that's them.
Yeah.
And this is me. Yeah. Again, you can get on your moral high horse.
I would never.
Well, bitch, be glad you don't have to since you feel that way.
Let me tell you something. I will sell a foot pic.
That's why she wears socks all the
that's
time.
That's why I always wear socks. Like, you ain't getting these for free.
And I put shoes on because some of you lot's comments.
Yeah. You ain't getting my feet for free. I will sell a foot pick if ever I am in need. Count on that.
Okay? I'm just like...
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot we could discuss, but it's a minisode.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, what's said in the closet?
Stays in the closet.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.